Welcome to the Our Lady of Perpetual Help podcast series, recorded live at Our Lady of Perpetual Help Catholic Church in Ellicott City, Maryland. This homily is from the fourth Sunday of Easter, 2018.
I want to look at the gospel with you tonight. To get there, I want to start with a great episode from the old TV series, The Twilight Zone. I'm stretching back a ways, and I think I've shared this with you a while ago. I love this episode. There's an episode where there is a burglar, a professional thief, whose name is Rocky Valentine. And in the midst of a robbery, he's shot by the police, and he wakes up to the surprise of the fact that he's all better. No gunshot wounds, nothing at all. He's perfectly healthy. And as he's coming to, there's this man standing over him who introduces himself to Rocky, and his name is Pip. And he tells Rocky that he has been sent as his guide and has been instructed to give him whatever it is that he asks for. And so Rocky thinks, I must have died and gone to heaven. So he tests it out. Okay, well, if you're here to give me whatever I want, let's start with some money. And so this man, Pip, just reaches into his suit coat pockets, pulls out hundreds of bills all over the place. So Rocky's kind of excited now, thinking, well, okay, well, this might be for real. He gets a beautiful new place to live, a gorgeous apartment, and says to Pip, well, I'd like all of the beautiful women to fall head over heels in love with me. And it happens. And he says, when I go to the casino, I never want to lose. So he doesn't. And all of this is going on. He's got the nicest clothes, the best cars. He's winning all kinds of money in the casino. Every woman around is chasing after him. And this goes on for about a month. And about a month into it, he's thinking, gosh, you know, I thought it was a mistake that I would be here in heaven anyway, but now this is starting to drive me crazy because whatever I want, it's right there. And, you know, what's the excitement going to the casino if you know that you're going to win? And what's the excitement if you go after a woman, but she's already coming after you? Like, there's no excitement in any of this. And so he says to this man, Pip, like, is this it? Like, this is it? Yeah, this is exactly what you wanted. You wanted every woman. You wanted all of the money you could ever imagine. You wanted the best clothes, the nicest place to live, the best food. You wanted all of that, and now you've got it. And it reaches a point where he starts to go crazy over it. And the whole climax of the episode happens here, where Rocky, just driven crazy by all of this, and in a moment of desperation, he says to this man, Pip, he says, look, I can't take this anymore. I've got to go. I don't belong here in heaven. See, I want to go to the other place. To which Pip responds, heaven? Whatever gave you the idea that you were in heaven? This is the other place. And in that episode, we are presented with a vision of hell as the awful misery of having eternity be all about you and everything that you wanted. The terrible misery of being at the center of your own little universe. And in this episode, it drives Rocky crazy. But he finds himself there for all eternity. And this vision of hell, it's not that far off from the truth. A favorite line from St. John Paul II that he repeated over and over and over again was this. He said that man, created in the image and the likeness of God, man cannot fully find himself except through a sincere gift of himself. Meaning that because you were made in the image and the likeness of God, as often as you make your life all about you, the less you're actually going to find real fulfillment. Because you were not meant to be the end goal of your own life, but created in the image and likeness of God, you were made to make of yourself a gift for the glory of God and for the good of those in your life. In the gospel tonight, we see the heart of Jesus, the one whose image and likeness we were fashioned after, and we see that very truth. In the gospel tonight, he says, I am the good shepherd. I'm not like the hired man who's only in it for what he gets out of it. The hired man is in it for the pay. He does not really care for the sheep. But I am the good shepherd, and I'm in it for the sheep, and I will lay down my life for my sheep. It's after his heart that you and I are made, which is why it is true of us that we will never find full happiness or fulfillment except to the extent that we are ready to give ourselves away for the glory of God and for the good of one another. And that pattern is true of every single vocation. It's true whether you're married, whether you are a priest, whether you are in consecrated life as a brother or a sister, or if you're living in the single life. Every single Christian vocation has at its core that same call, which is really, it's pretty amazing. Because on the external level, as different as married life is from the priesthood, as different as those are, at the heart of them, they involve the same thing. The giving away of yourself for the glory of God and for the good of the flock entrusted to you. So if you're a husband, if you're a dad, the flock that God's given you is your spouse, your kids, your grandkids. If you're a wife and a mom, the flock God's entrusted to you is your husband, your children, your grandchildren. At the core of it all, for every single vocation, it's the call to imitate the Lord. And someone that might say, well, you know, if I want to have a life where it's all about me, and I want to make sure that I get what I want to get out of it, so because of that, I must be called to marriage. But if I really want to live a sacrificial life, maybe I'm called to priesthood or to religious life. If you're thinking that difference exists, it doesn't. Marriage, priesthood, religious life, and the single life, not one of those vocations is a vocation where you are at the center of it. It's not the way that God made you. So from this, two words. First, for those of us who have already made a commitment to our vocation, whether it's married life, priesthood, or some of you who are in single life, who discerned and have not felt the call to marriage, haven't felt the call to religious life, this word for us. In the gospel, when the Lord speaks of the hired man, he says, the hired man works for pay and has no concern for the sheep. And this prayer for us, we who are in a committed vocation, there is constantly a pull on our heart, on our life, to make life about us. And the Lord says, that's what the hired man does. The hired man is in it for what he gets out of it. But I didn't make you to be like the hired man. I made you in my image and likeness to follow after me, the good shepherd, to do what I do, which is to be in it not for yourself, but for the sheep. And daily, there is a pull on every one of us who's already in a committed vocation to make it about ourselves. In seminary, the faculty, they were great. Constantly, they said, look, you need to be on your guard as a priest, that your priesthood does not become anything different than just a glorified bachelor life. And that's a real danger for a priest. And that can easily happen. But it can also happen in marriage and as a single man or woman that little by little there's a creep that happens where your life becomes more and more about you and what you get out of it. And so tonight, I want to pray for those of us who have made a commitment to a specific vocation that the Lord will give us the grace to look at our life and anywhere where we have become more like the hired man rather than the good shepherd, that he would really make that painfully clear to us and give us grace tonight to recommit ourselves to the sheep, the flock entrusted to us, to be willing to sacrifice of ourselves for their good. Now, for those of you that have not yet made a commitment to a vocation, especially to our teens and our young adults, in the gospel tonight, Jesus says, "This is why the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down on my own." For those of you that have not yet made a commitment to a vocation, they're still discerning and praying and asking, what's my life all about? We pray tonight that you would be given the grace to imitate Jesus, the Good Shepherd, in willingly making of your life that heroic gift for the glory of God and whatever the flock entrusted to you is supposed to be. For our young people, often as you're growing up, adults will ask you, well, what do you want to be when you grow up? What do you want to do? What do you want your life to look like? And you might hear in all of that, well, I guess it's just up to me. And you might think, mistakenly, that your life really is all about you. But it is not. You will never fully find yourself unless you're willing to give yourself away for the glory of God and the good of those he's put into your life. So I want to pray for you tonight that you would be given the courage from the Lord to make that heroic choice to say, my life is not about me. And if I make it about me in the end, I'm never really going to find happiness. I'm only going to end up another character in that same Twilight Zone episode. So to ask the Lord to give to you tonight that gift of courage, to be heroic in responding to what he's asking of you, and to even be willing to ask what he's calling you to. Finally, for those of you that are a little bit older, single, or young adults, your life is not on pause. Your life is not spinning your wheels until you get into that specific vocation. Even now, wherever you are in life, the Lord is saying, I made you to give yourself away, so give yourself away. Too often, we think, well, my life's nothing until I get to whatever that other point is. This is not the case. Wherever you are right now, the Lord is saying, I made you to make of yourself a gift for my glory and the good of others. So do it. So do not give in to the lie that your life is on pause or simply useless or spinning wheels until. There's no until. You are who God made you to be at this moment. So tonight, let's pray to follow, not after the example of the hired man who's only in it for himself, but to follow after the good shepherd who made us in his image and likeness. Man cannot fully find himself except through a sincere gift of himself.
Thank you for listening to the Our Lady of Perpetual Help podcast series. We invite you to visit our website at www.olphparish.org to get connected with everything our parish has to offer.